This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A district court judge in Billings on Friday permanently struck down three election laws that Republicans passed in Montana last year, declaring that eliminating Election Day voter registration, implementing new voter ID requirements, and barring paid ballot collection are all unconstitutional. Yellowstone District Court Judge Michael Moses issued his decision in a consolidated lawsuit that was filed against Republican Secretary of State Christy Jacobson by the Montana Democratic Party, Western Native Voice, Montana Youth Action, and a coalition of tribal and youth advocacy groups. Moses presided over a 9-day trial last month, during which he acknowledged the time-sensitive nature of the case given Montana's upcoming election and assured both sides he would reach a decision as quickly as possible. In his ruling, Moses said that the law ending Election Day voter registration, House Bill 176, quote, severely burdens the right to vote of Montana voters, particularly Native American voters, students, the elderly, and voters with disabilities, unquote. He reached a similar conclusion regarding House Bill 530's prohibition on paid ballot collection. As for Senate Bill 169, which required student IDs to be accompanied by a second form of ID at the polls, Moses wrote that the law, quote, violates the Equal Protection Clause by imposing heightened and unequal burdens on Montana's youngest voters, unquote. All three laws had already been subject to a preliminary injunction issued by Moses this spring and upheld by the Montana Supreme Court this month. Moses' order vacates that temporary injunction, replacing it with a permanent ban on enforcement of the laws ahead of the November 8th general election. Montana's 2020 Districting and Apportionment Commission, made up of five members, four of whom are appointed by Republican and Democratic Senate and House leadership, will see a change in membership just a few months before finalizing its work. Joe Lampson, appointed by the Senate Democratic leadership, has stepped down for health reasons. Lampson served on the previous Districting and Apportionment Commission in 2012 and last year was named a member of the 2022 Commission. Lampson will be replaced by Denise Juno, who served as Montana's Democratic Superintendent of Public Instruction for 8 years. The Districting and Apportionment Commission is responsible for redrawing legislative and congressional district maps every 10 years when Montana and all states get updated census information. In Montana, the state Senate and House of Representatives districts are redrawn so that almost exactly the same number of constituents are in each district. The commission already drew new congressional districts last year when census data granted Montana a second seat in the U.S. Congress for the first time since 1997. A Montana train derailment has spilled 31,000 gallons of gasoline out of two ruptured tank cars. An evacuation warning is in place for residents near the small town of Bridger. About 15 cars derailed not long after midnight, local time on Saturday. Four of the derailed cars contained petroleum. The train had more than 100 cars and was also moving coal, sorghum, and particle board. The derailment of the southbound train occurred on a curving portion of the track about half a mile east of the small town of Bridger, population 660. The town is about 45 miles southwest of Billings. A man accused of shooting at another man in the Walmart parking lot has been charged with attempted deliberate homicide. Sunday around 8:30 p.m., a man reported to police that Cody O'Connell, 33, shot at him in the Walmart parking lot. The man was sitting in his car when O'Connell approached him to ask for a lighter. O'Connell became agitated when the man said he didn't have a lighter through his rolled-up window, and O'Connell then reportedly fired a gun at him. The man drove away and called 911. The window in his car had been shot out, and the suspected shooter was standing near a red truck. Officers arrived and held O'Connell at gunpoint. While arresting O'Connell, officers opened the truck's passenger door and a pistol fell to the ground. O'Connell is the second man to be charged and arrested with attempted deliberate homicide in less than a week in Bozeman. On Friday, a 19-year-old Bozeman man was accused of hitting a woman in the head with an axe. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.